On Jacaranda FM.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 28, Johannesburg 27, Tzaneen 30 grade. Ons begin in Mpumalanga waar 4 verdagtes vandag in die hof verwag word in verband met die voorvalle te 51 Patco busse in brande verwoes is. Dit was tydens die aanvalle op Patco depots 2 weke terug. Soos Mangalese Kumalo berig, word die verdagtes in die Mdatshane Landroshof in Siyabuswa verwag.
The man's arrest followed after violent attacks in which armed men dressed in black and wearing balaclavas stormed multiple Patco depots and set buses ablaze while holding employees at gunpoint 2 weeks ago. During the attack, 2 employees were injured during the assault, with one shot in the leg and another struck with the chin. 2 men were arrested 2 days after the incident and another pair was arrested 2 days ago. The 2 suspects Mduduzi Masango and Stephen Mtombeni appeared at Mdutshane Magistrate Court on Tuesday, where their matter was postponed to today to join the other 2 suspects for possible bail application. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
Die oorskot van die 14 soldate wat in die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo dood is, word vandag terugverwag op eie bodem. Die nasionale weermag het bevestig dat die oorskot vanaand aan die families oorhandig sal word tydens 'n seremonie by die lugmagbasis Swartkop. 'n Gedenkdiens sal daarna gehou word. President Cyril Ramaphosa sal die oorhandigingsseremonie waarneem in sy kapasiteit as hoof van die landse weermag. Hy sal terugvlieg Gauteng toe nadat hy vanmiddag in die parlement sal wees om te reageer op die week se debatte oor sy staatsrede. Meer hieroor by jacaranda.fm.com, klik op news. Intussen word al verwag dat Ramaphosa verder vanmiddag sal uitbrei oor sy administrasie se aksie om die spanning te laat daal met Amerika. Geen Amerikaanse verteenwoordiger word by volgende week se G20 saamtrek van buitelandse ministers verwag wanneer dit in Gauteng gehou word nie. Gister het Gauteng premier Panyaza Lesufi in die parlement gesê die provinsie staan reg vir die vergadering as ook vir die hoof G20 beraad in Desember wanneer staatsleiers verwag word.
I was embarrassed when you hosted your BRICS peers and the capital city was stressed and it was dirty and those that refused to listen to workers didn't listen to our plea to clean our city. You can come back now, President. Our city of Tshwane is sparkling clean now.
In Amerika het president Donald Trump bevestig dat hy 'n produktiewe telefoongesprek met die Russiese president Vladimir Putin gehad het. Hy sê hulle het ooreengekom om onmiddellik met onderhandelings te begin om die oorlog in Oekraïne te beëindig. Trump het ook met Oekraïense president Volodymyr Zelensky gepraat oor blywende vrede. Meer as 40,000 burgerlikes is in die oorlog dood. En gee jou radio bietjie liefde, so op die vooraand van Valentynsdag, want vandag is Wêreldradiodag. Dit is in 2012 die VN begin om hulde te bring aan radio as 'n platform wat mense reg oor die wêreld in aanraking kan bring met mekaar, ten spyte van nuwe tegnologie. En dit is wat ons doen vir 'n lewe, soos Internasionale Wêreldradiodag, naby aan ons hartsnare. Ek skryf dit Suza, in your top news this hour. 4 suspects in court for the torching of Patco buses.
Saw that story online, 4 minutes past 9. This is Jacaranda FM's Work Zone. So, Khada D'Souza, Babas Jay. Inonika, waar was jy toe die heel eerste keer uitgesaai het?
Radio?
Ja.
Nee, maar waar was my ma?
Come on, give it to me. Which year was it?
What, when I heard...
The first time you went on air as Khada D'Souza, as a journalist, or not even, as a new... Onthou jy destijds, as jy jou nuus gedoen het, het jy dit jouself geskryf, but now you do.
I was a journalist.
You see.
In 94. Okay. It was a month before the elections. I worked for the SABC as a journalist. That was my intern year. 1994.
How old were you?
Ach, Jelana.
Ach, come on, man.
Ek was 21. So ek was, you know how you stop studying and you think you know everything. And then your intern year is the year of 1994 and you think you've wasted your parents' money because you know